From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Amanda. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. Today, we are going to present you some segments beginning from news across the country, and of course, Indonesian songs and other interesting information. So, let's begin with the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world that you can listen at our website at www.voanews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked for transportation sector to grow with updated technology. National Cultural Week strengthens inclusive culture. Now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla opened Indo-Trans Expo 2019 at the Jakarta Convention Center on Friday. This year's Indonesian Transportation Exhibition carries the theme Synergy between Government and Private Sectors Supporting Transportation Development in Indonesia. He also stated that the development of transportation in Indonesia is growing rapidly, both land, sea, and air transportation. Thus, Vice President Yusuf Kalla requested that the development of transportation must follow the updated technology that makes it efficient and reduce accidents.
Teknologi juga sangat berkembang dimanapun. Darat, kita dulu bus kota.
Technology is also growing everywhere. Land transportation such as city buses was replaced by busway, then to MRT and LRT. Taxi also changes from metered one to online. All move with technology. Our ability is to solve problem if we can master the system and good technology. In addition, Yusuf Kalla said that human resources in the transportation sector must be developed to improve capabilities and prevent negligence in the land, sea, and air transportation regulatory systems. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also hopes that Indonesia can again manage Indonesian airspace on the border with Singapore, which is still managed by neighboring countries. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius, as well as transportation industry players and investors also attended the Indo-Trans Expo 2019. The Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, through Directorate General of Culture, will hold National Cultural Week, or PKN, at Istora Senayan in Jakarta on 13th until 19th October 2019. This cultural event is the first one to be held with the theme Share Space of Happy Indonesia. Director General of Culture Hilmar Farid at the media conference in Jakarta on Friday said that the PKN is a form of implementing an agenda of cultural advancement strategies in the 2019 Indonesian Cultural Congress, which provides space for the diversity of cultural expressions and encourages cultural interaction to strengthen inclusive culture.
Untuk menyediakan ruang interaksi,
it is to provide space for interaction for various communities from all over Indonesia. The aim is also to form an inclusive culture. Hilmar Farid further stated that the selection of the theme Share Space of Happy Indonesia is in line President Joko Widodo's speech at the closing of the recent Indonesian Cultural Congress. The essence of culture is happiness. Hilmar also affirmed that there are at least 5 main activities in organizing the National Cultural Week: folk games, competitions, conferences on cultural advancement, cultural exhibitions, performances of national cultural works, and cultural parades. Vice President Yusuf Kalla expects that the new leaders of the Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, for the period of 2019 until 2023 term would work properly in addressing corrupt practices in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Vice President Yusuf Kalla remarked at the JCC Senayan, Jakarta on Friday that he is optimistic the new KPK leaders would work well in eradicating corruption in this country. Speaking in connection with parties disagreeing with the election of the new leaders, Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed that the election process had been conducted in accordance with the applicable rules and regulations. Hence, the community must respect the process. He also noted that as long as the election process is being conducted based on the rules, this must be accepted. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, stated that the government of Indonesia called for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to cooperate and maximize the shipment of local products to America in a bid to increase the value of Indonesian exports. He said in Jakarta on Friday that the cooperation that has been pioneered since 3 months ago is one way to take advantage of opportunities for the trade war between China and the USA. He also said that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is interested in Indonesia and could see that there are enormous opportunities to export local goods to America, such as footwear, furniture, garments, textiles, food, and beverages. Minister Luhut added that this cooperation will involve various parties such as Indonesian Chamber and Commerce, APindo, and some state-owned banks. The mass transportation system for the new capital being planned in North Penajam Pasar and Kutai Kartanegara of East Kalimantan Province will be electricity-based. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi while attending the opening of Indotrans Expo 2019 at the Jakarta Convention Center on Friday explained that the development of an electricity-based light rail transit or LRT transportation system is adjusted to the concept of the new capital being free from pollution and environmentally friendly as desired by the government. The government hopes the new capital city will become a future city which applies an electricity-based transportation system. He added that 3 airports will connect the new capital throughout Indonesia. Minister Budi Karya added that Aji Pangeran Tumenggung Pranoto Airport and the Sultan Aji Muhammad Sulaiman Sepinggan Airport are currently connected to the location where the new capital will come up. Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution, confirmed that the phenomenon of exchange rate toward U.S. dollar because of positive signal of global condition. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Darmin in Jakarta on Friday said, "There is not a thing that needs to be worried from the currency movement because rupiah is seeking the new balance spot." Minister Darmin also asked some exporters who are worried to appreciate the exchange rate because it can crush the merchandise export values and just keep thinking toward the new condition. Because the condition of rupiah movement is not like in early 2018, reaching about 13,400 rupiah until 13,500 rupiah per US dollar. Indonesian government agreed to increase bilateral relations with Russia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita in Jakarta on Friday explained that Indonesia would like to increase bilateral relations in the field of trade and investment with Russia. Both countries agreed to identify the hampering things about the cooperation of the two countries. Minister Enggar Tiasto also explained that while attending the 51st ASEAN Economic Ministers meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, Russia asked Indonesian government support at the train project in Kalimantan. In regard to this, he is committed to coordinating with related ministries or institutions in Indonesia. Moreover, Russian side also expressed its interest at the investment potential of infrastructure development of the Indonesian capital movement. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
Angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Patuhan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia pada sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Tunduk pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semboyan kami, angkasawan RRI. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Aku yang setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia landas sekerjanya, ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap di udara.
The first news comes from Ambon, Maluku. Archaeologists from the Maluku Archaeological Center discovered the remains of foundation of the former Kadato Biji Negara, the old Tidore Sultanate Palace in Toloa, before the administrative center was moved to Soasio by Sultan Saifuddin in the mid-17th century. The researchers, coordinated by archaeologist Shahruddin Mansur, discovered it while carrying out a study on Sultanate of Tidore, toponym settlement development of the Islamic Sultanate Center and its influence on surrounding islands. For 20 days starting on 18th of August 2019 on the island Tidore, Shahruddin Mansur in Ambon last Wednesday said that the condition of Kadato Biji Negara's foundation when it was first discovered was only partially visible from the surface of the ground, while the rest had been buried, so excavations had to be carried out in order to identify the entire remaining foundation structure. The next news comes from Bogor, West Java. Soka Gakkai Indonesia held an exhibition of the International Cultural Heritage Lotus Sutra or Buddhist Holy Book at the University of Indonesia Campus Library for 2 weeks. Soka Gakkai Indonesia Public Relations Chairman Eli Mulyawan at the UI campus in Depok, West Java said on Tuesday that Indonesia was the 17th host of the exhibition with the theme Message of Peace and Harmony in Life. At the opening last Tuesday, the exhibition committee drew representatives from foreign countries including Malaysia, Singapore, and Japan. Ali explained that the exhibition presented the results of scientific research on the philosophical journey of Lotus Sutra to various parts of the world, and presented a number of original collections and replicas of manuscripts, paintings, and rare Buddhist relics, some of which were more than 2,500 years old. The collection from Indonesia was obtained by the committee from the National Museum, which brought a collection of Borobudur historical relics during the Shailendra dynasty. The latest news comes from Jambi. Jambi City Government held a tambourine festival, which is one of a series of events in the lively Muharram celebrating the Islamic New Year 1441 Hijrah. Deputy Mayor of Jambi, Dr. Haji Maulana in Jambi last Thursday, said the tambourine festival was expected to become a tradition in Jambi City. It took place in the field of the Jambi Mayor's office. There were 55 groups participating in the festival, consisting of 40 tambourine groups, 11 Asma'ul Husna choirs, and 5 youth category groups. The tambourine festival was held for 3 days, starting on Tuesday, September 10th until Thursday, September 12th. And listener, that was news from Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on 14 September 1901. The U.S. President William McKinley was killed in a secret assassination. William McKinley Jr. was born in Niles, Ohio, USA in 1843 and died in Buffalo, New York, 14 September 1901 at 58 years old. He was the 25th U.S. President. He served in 1997 to 1901. William McKinley became candidate of president from Republican Party in the presidential election in 1896. He got more than 7 million votes from 14 voters. President William McKinley was re-elected for the second service in 19. 6 months after his second inauguration, he visited Pan American Exhibition in Buffalo, New York on 6 September 1901. When he was attending a reception, he was shot. Then 1 week after being shot, he died. We turn to the event on 14 September 1908. Balai Pustaka or Komisi Vorde Volkslektor was established. Balai Pustaka, a publication company and state-owned printing, was established on 14 September 1908. The government of the Netherlands in the colonialism established Komisi Vorde Volkslektor. The commission had duty to publish book, magazine, or newspaper for having good image of the Netherlands in the colonialism. Balai Pustaka published story, prose, and novel as reading materials of Nina Bobo for indigenous people that they forgot to fight for independence. We end today in history with the event on 14 September 1961. Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries or OPEC was established. Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries or also known as OPEC is an organization which aims at negotiating problems of production, price and concession rights of crude oil with oil companies. It was established in Baghdad, Iraq on September 1961. At that time, its members were 5 countries comprising Iraq, Iran, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. The headquarters of OPEC was initially in Geneva on 21st January 1961 to August 1966, and then it moved to Vienna, Austria. Listener, that was today in history. The first song titled Menghilang or Disappearing by Andira. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia with me, Amanda. For the next segment, I'm going to give you information in our program, My Indonesia. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is titled Government Allow Foreign Investors to Control 70% of Land on Small Islands. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, or KKP, is arranging water utilization permits, including small islands. One of them is giving permission for the use of 70% of land on a small island for foreign investment or foreign investors. As reported by Kompas.com, the Ministry Secretary General, Nilanto Prabowo, when opening a socialization of rules in Jakarta on Wednesday, September 11th, said 30% of the land is controlled by the state and up to 70% at the most could be utilized by foreign investment. This policy is intended to improve the control and use of small islands by limiting the use of land area on small islands. Based on the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Regulation No. 8 of 2019, Investors who use 70% of land on a small island must allocate 30% of land for green open space. Utilization of small islands and waters in the context of foreign investment must obtain permission from the minister. To get permission to use the small island, investors must submit an application to the minister through an online single submission or OSS application. Investors can get permission to use small islands and waters after fulfilling a number of commitments, including an explanation of a business plan, a plan for granting public access, a plan for cooperation with Indonesian participants, and a plan to transfer shares in stages to Indonesian participants. Permits are valid for a maximum of 30 years and can be extended. The Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries is obliged to conduct supervision related to the implementation of licenses to use small islands and waters. Supervision starts from the suitability of the location with the regional spatial plan, the plan for donation in coastal areas and remote islands, the suitability of the type of business plan activities, the suitability of ecological aspects and economic aspects. If a discrepancy is found, the Indonesian government can impose sanctions on investors, ranging from written warnings, license suspension, to license revocation. This rule has been in force since it was promulgated on 14th of March 2019. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Antara kau dan aku. Tak ber cinta mau dibawa kemana hubungan kita? Ku tak akan terus jalani tanpa ada ikatan pasti antara kau dan aku.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was the second song titled Mau Dibawa Kemana or Where Would You Like to Bring by Armada. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, I'm going to accompany you in our program Indonesian Wonder, and I'm going to present you information about Singkur Village in West Java. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you to explore one of the places in West Java called Singkur Village. Stay tuned. Bandung has been a popular destination among national and international travelers. The city is known for its diverse and unique culinary. In addition to its delicious culinary, Bandung also possesses wonderful and pristine tourism destinations, one of which is Singkur Village in Pangalengan. Singkur Village, which is located in Warnasari area, Pangalengan, Bandung, has pristine nature and chill temperature, which captivate its visitors. Therefore, it is an appropriate place to relax and enjoy breathtaking nature. The scenic pine forest along the Rahong Street fascinates those who behold it. Furthermore, visitors can also try a number of outbound activities equipped with various facilities. For those who only want to enjoy the panorama surrounding the village, they can sit and relax themselves while looking at the beautiful pine trees on the available hammock. Listener, if you are fond of rafting, Singkur Village also provides rafting facility with unique and different sensation from the rafting in other places. Usually, rafting starts from the upper part of river. However, the rafting at Singkur Village begins from the Cilonca Lake. In addition, since the spot of the rafting is located on high land, the temperature of the water is extremely low and the stream of the lake is pretty strong. Therefore, you will have more thrilling and challenging rafting experience for approximately 2 hours. When you get hungry after trying various activities at the village, you can explore the diverse and delicious culinary of Singkur Village. One of them is Batagor. It is the abbreviation of Bakso Tahu Goreng. The food is made from the mixture of meatball and tofu, which is fried. If you would like to spend more time at Singkur Village, you can also stay at the available accommodation at the village. The price of the accommodation is affordable. Visitors need to pay 10,000 rupiah for the entrance fee to the village. There are some tips that must be taken into consideration when visiting Singkur Village. First of all, it is recommended that you wear sport shoes considering most of the roads at the village have not been paved. In addition to wearing sport shoes, for those who are keen on taking pictures, it is recommended that you visit Singkur Village in the morning since the air is still fresh, clean, and also chill. So listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about Singkur Village in Pangalengan, Bandung, West Java. I'm Purisa Fitriadla, thank you for listening.
Sama-sama, sama-sama tahu ada saja.
Kata orang yang baik belum tentu teraih. Berulang kali coba pergi namun aku berbalik. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama ragu, tapi ada saja yang membuatku yakin lagi padamu. Kita sama-sama mau, kau dan aku mencari jalan untuk bersatu lagi, memulai yang baru dengan masa lalu.
Kadang ku sendiri, kadang ku mencari. Namun selalu pada untuk kembali. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama.
just listened to a song titled Sama-sama Tahu or We Both Know by Hi-Fi. For the next segment, we will introduce you to unique information in our program Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miscellany. Today, we will inform you about Ministry of Education and Culture establishes Intangible Cultural Heritage 2019. On September 8th, at the Fathahila Historical Tradition Value Performance, the Museum of Fine Arts and Ceramics introduced a new application called CG. CG is an unmarked image recognition platform for smartphones, designed to turn media, brands, and products into digital experiences that present a variety of content. Through a free application that is downloaded on a smartphone, CG opens in camera mode and becomes a lens that has interactive functions and is rich in content. The content provided can be in the form of augmented reality or AR, web links, digital graffiti, photos, audio, and video. Now, the collection of paintings in the Museum of Fine Arts and Ceramics can be used with the CG application. Users of this application basically can scan magazines, newspapers, books, posters, and packaged products that have been marked or registered on CG. Some of the paintings on display at the Fathahila Historical Tradition Value Performance can all be scanned with the CG application. If you visit the Fine Arts and Ceramics Museum, you can use this application. It is easy. You can simply download the CG application for free on the Play Store. After that, register as a new user and the application can already be used. Point the phone's camera at the painting that can be scanned with the CG application and wait for about 5 to 10 seconds. Then, the painting will display videos and photographs that explain and illustrate the painting. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Purisa Fadadala. See you next time.
Dalam bimbang, adakah sungguhnya aku kasih yang kau inginkan? Biar aku yang pergi, bila tak juga pasti. Adakah selama ini aku cinta sendiri? Biar aku menepi, bukanlah
namun apalah artinya cinta pada bayangan. Pedih aku rasakan kenyataannya, cinta tak harus selalu miliki. Ku menunggu dalam bimbang, adakah sungguhnya aku kasih yang kau inginkan. Biar aku yang pergi bila tak juga pasti, adakah selama ini aku cinta sendiri. Biar aku menepi, bukan lelah menanti, namun apalah artinya cinta pada bayangan. Pedih rasakan kenyataannya, cinta tak harus selalu miliki. Jujur aku tak yakin bisa jalani hari tanpa dirimu. Rasakan kenyataannya, cinta tak harus selalu miliki.
That was a song titled Cinta Sendiri or Love Myself by Kahitna. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, I'm going to give you information about Indonesian music, and today's edition we will give you information about keroncong song. So stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title of the song is Keroncong Morisco. The song is a melodious and soft keroncong song. The song has been sung in various events of keroncong music by Indonesian singers. There is a little bit change on the lyrics of new Keroncong Morisco, but the original version of keroncong is sung and more popular among musical lover community. The song lyric gives advice in order we are always happy not to think something excessively. The song also invites to sing keroncong song. Listener, here is Tuti Trisadia with her song titled Keroncong Morisco.
Thank you. Of Indonesia.
Love.
listener, thank you for listening to our English terrestrial program on Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget, you can also participate by giving your comments or feedback to our social media like Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also please send us your email to our email address, voi@voinews.id. Thank you for joining us.